everyone. Welcome to the Sounds of Shelley's World. You've heard about guide dog training from several different perspectives, from the perspective of the trainer and from the puppy raiser and from myself. Now it's time for a podcast about guide dog training from Flora's perspective. When I went down to school, I brought along a camera and had lots of pictures taken, and originally I was just going to put them in the journal that I kept documenting my training experience and put them up on the website. Then I decided that it would be fun to write text as if I were Flora and have a blog for her. I already knew I was going to have a blog for her, but I didn't think of starting it during the training process. I was just going to start it when I got home, like I have with all my other dogs. But then I got the idea that it would be fun to keep a blog while she was down in training. But I didn't ever end up getting that set up, but I was writing down the text as we went along and was going to backdate everything and put it in the blog. And then I got the idea that it would be really fun to turn it into a book that I could use with the children that I work with. So I turned it into a 20-page children's book, and if you want to see the pictures, I have put them up on the website along with the text, and you can go to mlturtle.ultraweb.us/dogs.html. And you will find a link to that file, which opens in Word. Or you can just keep listening to the rest of this podcast, because this is going to be a recording of the book complete with picture descriptions. My mom did this for me. Thank you, Mom. I do want to make one correction. She pronounces my trainer's name wrong. She says Corinne. It's Karin. I don't know why she has such a stumbling block over pronouncing that name, but she does. So it's Karin. And this is about a 15-minute long file, so I hope you enjoy.
Flora's Journal, page 1. Page 1 is the title page. It says Flora's Journal. There's a picture of Flora in the center of the page. She's laying down. She's laying on grass with her front paws on a blanket. She's got her head resting on her paws. Her eyes are closed. I can see by the lighting that she's laying in the sun. She looks very relaxed. There's, across the bottom of the page, going from left to right, there's a row of paw prints, like a dog walked across the page. Page 2. There's a picture of Flora when she was about 6 weeks old, sitting on a sidewalk in front of a flower bed. She's sitting in the middle of a harness, and the part of the harness that's usually across the dog's back is over her front paws, and you can see it says Southeastern Guide Dogs. The text under the picture says, January 10, ever since I was a little pup, I've been learning how to be a guide dog. Page 3, there's a picture of Flora, full-grown, wearing her harness, sitting in the grass with a big lawn all in the background. There's the row of footprints across the bottom of the page again. And the text, when I was big enough, I went to a school in Florida with lots of other dogs. At school, my trainer, Corinne, taught me that someday when I had learned all that I needed to, she would give me to a blind person so that I could keep them safe. Karin taught me how to stop at curbs, go around obstacles, and find things like doors. Page 4. There's a picture of the kennel at the school, the outside of the building, surrounded by palm trees. Underneath that picture it says, I like the dog kennel at my school, Southeastern Guide Dogs. And next to that is a picture of Karin kneeling on a floor in what looks like a hallway. She's got her hand on Flora's chest. Flora's sitting next to her. She's got her leash on. And there's the text under that picture says, I really like my trainer, Corinne. And there's paw prints across the, just across one corner at the bottom of the page. Page 5, there's a picture of Shelley on the floor in her room at school. She's kneeling. She's got Flora's leash in her hand. They're right in front of the, they're in the room sitting in the door, or in the doorway of the room at school. I can see the bed in the background. Flora's laying right in front of Michelle, looking out the door. And the text, but I have been very eager to get my very own person. Today was very special because it finally happened. I was brought to a room at the school, and there was my new person, Shelley, waiting for me. So far, she seems very nice. Shelley says I won't be going back to the kennel again. I'll be staying with her at her room at the school. Wag, wag. Page 6, there's a picture of Flora. She's laying on carpet. Her eyes are just barely open. They look really bloodshot. She looks tired. She looks beat. And again, little paw prints at the bottom right-hand corner of the page. And the text, January 13. For the past 3 days, Shelley and I have been taking walks on the school campus. We have walked along the path and crossed some of the streets. Trainer Corinne follows me and I guide Shelley. Shelley moves differently than Trainer Corinne did, and I have to learn how to guide her safely. Even though the walks we've been taking are pretty short, it's a lot of work and I'm very tired. Page 7. There's two pictures on this page. One is Michelle and Flora sitting on a bench in a gazebo at the school. You can see some, there's a pond in the background with two fountains spraying. And then next to that is a picture of Michelle and Flora sitting on a picnic blanket on a grassy lawn. Flora's got her harness on, and Michelle is sitting cross-legged on the blanket. The text says, I like taking breaks on the school campus with Shelley. Page 8, there's two pictures. One picture is 12 students standing in a row, and each one of them has their dog sitting in front of them in harness. Underneath that picture it says January 16. Today all of the dogs and students got on a big bus. We rode to the town of Bradenton. The other picture is Michelle standing on the sidewalk with Flora next to her in harness, and you can see a big bus in the background. She's on a sidewalk in what looks like a city street, on a city street. Underneath that it says, I've been to Bradenton before for training classes with Corinne. And on this page, the background picture, there's at the bottom of the page, there's a dog bone. Page 9, two pictures again. One is Michelle standing on a street corner with Flora in harness and Corinne right behind her. Look like they're waiting to cross the street. And the second picture is same thing, Michelle, Corinne behind her, Flora in harness, and Michelle's got her hand out touching a palm tree branches that are hanging out into the sidewalk. And there's little paw prints on the right-hand bottom of the page. And the text on underneath the two pictures says, Shelley and I walked for about 5 blocks. I made some mistakes because I wasn't paying attention, and Shelley had to remind me to watch for trees. I tried hard, and Shelley was very happy. Page 10 is all text, with the exception of the dog bone at the bottom of the page. It says, January 18. Today we stayed on campus. I was hoping we were just going to rest like we usually do on weekends, but I had to work, and boy was it hard. Somebody had put lots of obstacles out on one of the routes that we do on campus. I had to take Shelley around them or stop if we couldn't go around them. After I stopped, I had to help Shelley figure out the best way to get past the obstacle. It was hard, but Shelley says I did a good job. page 11, there's just two pictures with no text, the row of paw prints across the bottom. And one picture is Michelle with Flora in harness on a sidewalk, and in front of them is a bar with a garland of leaves around it, right about, oh, if Michelle walked into it, it would hit her in the neck. And they're standing in front of that obstacle, apparently thinking about how to get around it. The next picture is Michelle with Flora in harness, and there's a sawhorse on the sidewalk that they need to get around. Page 12. There's a picture of Michelle on a sidewalk. Flora's in harness next to her. There's a building. There's a lot of buildings in the background. Tall buildings and light posts and cars. Definitely in the city. And the text under the picture says, January 25. This past week, we worked in the cities of Sarasota and Tampa. There was lots of traffic and lots of people. Shelley doesn't like the big cities, but I don't mind. I'm not afraid of anything. Page 13, there's two pictures. One is the inside the veterinarian's office at the school. There's nobody in the picture. It's just a picture of, you know, the examining table and scale and cupboards and vet stuff. Underneath this picture, it says, January 27, today was not a very good day. In the morning, I went to the vet for a checkup. I do not like the vet, but at least I got a treat when I was done. And next to that is a picture of Michelle giving Flora a bath. She's washing Flora, rubbing her, and Flora, it looks like the leash is tied off to a fence that's next to them, and a puddle of water all around them. The text underneath that says, in the afternoon, Shelley gave me a bath. I do not like baths, and I did not get a treat when the bath was done. Not fair. And then at the bottom of that page, there's another dog bone. Page 14 is all text. The only picture is the little paw prints in the right-hand corner at the bottom of the page. It says, January 28. Today was a very exciting and happy day. Shelley and I went out on a route on campus. Then we went and sat outside. All the other dogs and students were out there, too. Suddenly I saw people I knew. Before I came to the guide dog school, I lived with my puppy raisers, Carolyn and her daughter Erin. They taught me many commands and took me places so I could learn how to be a well-behaved dog. I was so surprised to see them. I jumped on them and wagged. We spent a long time together, and they told Shelley about what I was like when I was a puppy. They watched me guide Shelley, and they were very proud of me. I am proud, too. Page 15 is just a picture, and it's a picture of Michelle and Carolyn sitting on a bench, and Flora is sitting in front of Michelle in harness on the leash. Michelle's holding the leash. Page 16 is a picture of Michelle sitting at a picnic table with Flora in front of her in harness. Underneath the picture it says February 2. Shelley and I graduated from school today. The next page is just text. The only picture is the doggy bone at the bottom. The text says, something is going on. Shelley has packed all of her stuff and mine into a suitcase. She says that tomorrow we are going to my new home. She says it is a long way from Florida, and it's very different. She says I will guide her there, just like I did here. I'm going to miss all the people and the other dogs here at guide school, but I'm excited, too. I'm excited to be going to new places and learning new things. Page 18 is just a picture of Flora laying at Michelle's feet. They're at the airport. I can see the rows of chairs, and Michelle's suitcase is right in front of Flora. Flora's got her harness on. There's no text on that page. There's just a little bone in the bottom right-hand corner of the page. Page 19, there's a picture of a map of the United States. And there's a line going from Florida all the way across the country, from the bottom right of the United States, Florida, to the top left, Washington. And then along that line is a little picture of an airplane flying. And the text under the picture says, Washington, here I come. And page 20 has no text. It's just a picture of a cake with flowers on it, and pink flowers. It's all pink and white. And then in chocolate frosting it says, Welcome home, Flora. And there's little doggy paw prints scattered around the top of the cake. And a little doggy bone on the bottom right-hand corner. And that's it. The end.